A library in southeastern Washington could be the first in the country to dissolve. It all started with some asking the library to get rid of or move several books. Now voters will get to decide this November whether to keep their only library. NWPB's Courtney Flatt has more from Dayton.
For people walking into the Columbia County Library, right near downtown Dayton, there's a welcome blast of AC and bottles of water stacked near the entrance.
It's cooler at the library.
Down some creaky stairs are the refurbished children and young adult sections. A few kids sitting in plush chairs near a new fish tank get ready to watch a Madeline DVD.
Okay, so we had power to the player.
So the lights have to be off for it to be a movie.
Ooh, la la.
That library is a gem in and of itself. I visited other rural libraries, and it's one of the best.
That's former library director Todd Vandenbark. He spoke exclusively with Northwest News Network. About a year ago, residents challenged 11 books, asking to remove or reshelve books to the adult section, books they deemed pornographic or obscene. Librarians say all the books had themes relating to gender, sexuality, consent, or race. It's a growing challenge for public and school libraries across the Northwest and the nation. According to the American Library Association, requests to censor books nationwide have nearly doubled over the last year. Library directors review the challenges, and Vandenbark says he decided to keep almost all of the books where they were.
The simple reason is that that would be a violation of the First Amendment rights of patrons who would want to see those titles and read those titles.
He says he moved one book from the toddler section to the parent and toddler read together section. Court cases, going more than 100 years back, have upheld libraries' duties to support freedom of expression and the right to read freely. But Seth Murdoch, who supports the library's dissolution, argues this isn't a First Amendment discussion. About a year ago, Murdoch and his wife checked out about 15 books that he says are inundated with sexual content and marketed to children. Murdoch says he had to do something.
Libraries are, they've become almost sacred institutions, which allows somebody to get things into them and use them as a vehicle for displaying this kind of stuff and remaining beyond reproach.
Next, people ask to move nearly 100 books from the young adult section to the adult section. When that didn't happen, they gathered signatures so that the dissolution of the library would be on the November ballot. And a plot twist, active voters in Dayton proper can't vote on the measure, only people living in unincorporated parts of the county. The auditor's office shows right now just over 1,000 people will decide.
So here's the 180 section. It's all fiction right now and some audiobooks.
Interim library director Ellen Bingham says it's all a huge misunderstanding and misuse of the terms grooming and pornography.
It is illegal for us to buy obscene materials. If we were buying obscene materials, the FBI would want to talk with us. They would want to talk with our distributor. It would be a big deal.
Libraries around the Northwest have faced similar challenges. The Meridian, Idaho Library District almost dissolved, but county commissioners stepped in to stop it. Dayton's former library director, Vandenbark, stepped down amongst the vitriol. So did a librarian in Bonner's Ferry. For longtime library supporters like Tanya Patton, a county without a library is unthinkable.
I would go to a library if it was in the rat-infested basement of a dilapidated shack. To me, libraries are that important.
Lifetime resident and founder of a local political action committee, Elise Severe, says she doesn't want Dayton to be known for losing its library.
It's better to build things, to create things, than to tear them down. Like, that is what we do as a society.
It's a lesson she's trying to teach her three young girls. I'm Courtney Flatt in Dayton, Washington.